This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Arkansas State University recently participated in the National First Generation College Celebration Day. Director of Student Support Services Gerard Lockhart tells about the programs that take place to support first generation college-bound students. One of those programs is called First in the Pack. Lockhart tells about that program.
First in the Pack just started out of just necessity. We have been doing some research and just looking at data and looking at numbers and specifically looking at our incoming class of students. And we observed a large number of them, roughly 7 to 10% of them, were first in their families to be really kind of on this journey to completing a college degree or a bachelor's degree. And so we were looking for ways to provide them support, celebrate them, provide them resources. And so we collaboratively came up with this idea of First in the Pack. And so it kind of grew legs and it is on the move.
So tell us about, and a lot of people may not realize just how many students that we have at Arkansas State that are the first in their family to go to college.
Absolutely. And actually, we're still pulling those numbers when we look at every single student, when we look at over the 8,000 students on A-State Jonesboro campus. But when we look specifically at our incoming class of students, 7 to 10% of them are first in their families to be doing this. And that is a huge percentage. And so we wanted to capture that audience as quickly as possible and let them know that we are, A, we're excited that they're here, and B, we want to make sure that they stay. And lastly, and most importantly, we want them to graduate.
Right. What are some of the specific challenges that they may face, being the first to be able to go, first generation students going to college? I know for a regular college student, there are some initial challenges, sure. But I would imagine also for first, generation students, that might be even more. What are some of those challenges?
That's a really great question. I think that their challenges are similar in common to probably every single student that's here on campus, but how they internalize that and how they process that is very different. Usually the fears of, am I going to be successful? Do I know which building to go to? And that's probably what all of our students experience. But when we take that a step further and we talk about our fears and our anxieties about, can I really do this? Who do they call for support? Who do they connect to that's been there, that's done that, that can provide them support at home? Other things we talk about, they may not really know the language, right? They didn't grow up in an environment where college was discussed and, you have individuals that have been to college, so the terminology is new, so understanding that is important. Understanding how to navigate the landscape of college successfully, knowing about the various resources that are available. Mm-hmm. So sometimes they come here just a little lost and not sure where to go.
So that's where you all kind of step in to help provide some of the support. What are some of the things that you all do to try to provide support to those students?
Absolutely. And so that's where it really begins for us. That's what we kind of pick up. We get them here and we started First in the Pack. We had a welcome reception or dinner for them in September. And there we just laid the foundation. We welcomed them to our campus. We told them how excited we were about them being here. And then something we did that I thought was really special is that we placed them in front of individuals who had been exactly where they are. And we didn't have to look far. Our campus is filled with faculty and staff who are first-generation college students, and so many of them were eager to come back and eager to share. We found tons of individuals that are alums that came back on that evening, and you talk about a really great energy in that space. And it was all about empowering those students, celebrating them, but also offering themselves as resources for them.
Yeah, and I know that had to have been huge for those students.
It was. And the impact has just been really exciting. The energy is just refreshing. These students are excited about being here. They're comfortable with acknowledging that, hey, I don't know how to handle this. And thank you for providing us support. And so they're coming in, they're calling, they're asking questions, and we're directing them to those resources. So
right.
It's been great.
And so as the semester has been going along, and it's hard to believe that the semester is about to come to
I know
an end.
It, right? I can't believe it. It feels like we just started.
Yeah, but I imagine you all been able to, as we've been going through the semester, to be able to kind of keep up with some of those students and mm-hmm. be able to do that.
Absolutely.
Why is that important?
Establishing a sense of community is critical. When you look at data, when you look at research, when you talk about retention and students retaining in higher education, one of the things that is talked about very quickly in the literature is creating a sense of community and those students connecting to something very early. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we wanted to start first in the pack, because there's tons of things that our students could to connect to on campus, and there are great resources that are there. But we wanted to put ourselves out there and say, hey, we're attracted to you, and so we're coming after you. We want you to connect to us. And that connection, that initial connection, is meaningful in how we look at this journey long term. Because they're connected to us, they have a great sense of support, they know how to identify resources, and they also understand that, hey, I can always go in this environment and they're going to support me in whatever stage that I'm in.
You're so excited about this program. Why?
Personal. It's all personal. My journey as a college student is very similar to the students that are first in the pack. I myself am a first-generation college student. My parents loved me. My parents sacrificed financially for me to be in college, but they didn't understand the everyday. And so sometimes I would call home and they were excited that I was here, but I didn't know really what to say to me to keep me motivated. And so that's why this is so important to me, because I've been in those shoes. I understand the stress of final exams. I understand the stress of midterms. But I also understand the stress of wanting to make your family proud. Everybody's making an investment in you. You're the first out the gate. So we want you to do it. We believe in you. They've said all these affirming things to you. They've believed in you. So you carry that weight and that pressure with you when you come to school. And so navigating through those feelings, navigating through anatomy and chemistry all at the same time, so it can be really overwhelming. And so I certainly understand, and that's why I'm so passionate about this, because I really get it.
Gerard Lockhart joining us here. And not only do you have a bachelor's, but also now a master's degree as well.
I do. So I've been really fortunate. A-State is where I'm a four-time alum. I've been really, really blessed and really fortunate to obtain a significant amount of education here at the university.
Yeah, and so you just use that as an opportunity to kind of give back to others, to give back to other students and to be able to help them, because you understand.
Absolutely. My most recent degree was a master's in social work.
Yeah.
And that was extremely important for me, because I wanted to understand how to connect to students in a much more meaningful and intentional way. So learning those skills on how to interact with a person individually, how to interact with groups, and most importantly, also knowing how to properly advocate. That is something that is a skill that is trained to us as social workers. We advocate for what groups may be considered to be disenfranchised, yeah, or those groups that sometimes don't know how to utilize their voice effectively. And so my master's in social work really has equipped me for the work that I'm doing today.
A-State's really made an impact in your life.
It has. It has.
You know, there's no doubt about
that. No, I can think about, you know, it's so funny you mentioned that. I can think back to when I was an undergraduate student and I was involved in campus activities, and Dr. Rick Stripling was one of my first mentors here at the university, and then also Dr. Dwayne Scott, who's no longer at A-State, and Dr. Lenny Williams, and there's been so many others along the way.
Sure.
And one of the very first things that I'd ever did is I got an opportunity to fly for the very first time as an undergraduate student here in Arkansas State. I had my first taste of an appropriately set table in an etiquette-style dinner here at Arkansas State. So I've met dignitaries. I've been able to advocate for students. I've been able to have an audience with the chancellor or the president. And that wouldn't have happened if I didn't have an opportunity to be an A-State Red Wolf or Indian at that time. And so A-State has done a lot for me. I wouldn't be who I was without this opportunity.
So as you think about this first in the pack, you know, program continuing, you know, over the next years or so, mm-hmm, you know, from you starting it now to where would you like to see this go and continue to develop to be able to continue to help the students, if
you know
what I'm trying to ask?
Of course. I'm always trying to dream and dream big, and I'm really fortunate for my mentor and supervisor and direct contact, Dr. Jill Simons. And one of the things that I'm always processing is how we continue to make this grow. What does it look like? And I see it being its own resource center, where there's a building on campus, and that building is equipped with tutoring space, is equipped with a seminar room, it's equipped with just staff who is there for our students, answering questions, directing them appropriately, and is serving as a hub for our students who are first generation. Being that hub, when they think about, I've got this question, I don't know where to go, they automatically think, I'm going to go by and talk with someone in First in the Pack. We wanted that to be an automatic instinct for them, and that's where I see this going.
So for people who are listening right now who may be in those shoes that you're talking about, first generation, thinking about going to college, really not sure yet, there's a lot of anxiety, a lot of not knowing what to do, what would you tell them to be able to come to Arkansas State and give it a shot?
I would tell them that it's possible. That everything that you're dreaming about, everything that you're wondering, is it possible? Can I do this? Yes, you can. And I tell them to, I would also share with them to look at an institution that believes in them, an institution that has resources available specifically for them, an institution that may be able to address areas that they may feel like are deficits. And Arkansas State is doing that. Arkansas State is acknowledging that these students are here. We're excited that they're here, and we want them to be successful while here. So we want to provide resources. We want to pour into them. So when they leave this place, they can be the productive citizens that they desire to be.
Gerard Lockhart at Arkansas State is the Director of Student Support Services. And for A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.